Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there to all of you listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I am your host, Ellen Hartwell. Isn't it a beautiful day in the neighborhood? I mean, look around, find the beauty. There's something good. Just open your eyes and look. There's something good despite the chaos and everything else that's going on. We can rest assured that if we open our eyes and look, we'll find something good. For instance, this morning I was looking out at my bird feeder. I feed the wild birds here. And there was a cardinal and a downy woodpecker feeding at the feeder at the same time.
Wow.
I went to take a picture, and of course they flew. But nonetheless, it was rather a lovely event. So find the good, find the beauty in the midst of chaos, because that's what we need to do to keep our heads above water, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's important. And oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to say. Please wear a mask, wash your hands, pray, meditate. Do what you need to do to protect yourself and others and keep your vibration high. Or at least work toward that goal. Okay? Okay. You got it? Oh, good. Okay. So, I'd like to introduce my wonderful co-host, my insightful, warm, caring, loving, and on occasion crazy co-host, John Warren. How are you today?
I'm a little bit crazy today, but I'm glad to be here. It's not overwhelming crazy. It's not debilitating crazy, so I'll be able to get to the show. No, I'm good. I'm actually quite good. What's a downy snowpecker? I mean, blowtecker. What is it called? Woodpecker.
It's not a llama. A downy woodpecker is a woodpecker. It's a woodpecker that has a bright red cap on its head.
Oh, wow.
That's
cool.
Beautiful. Look it up. They're gorgeous birds. When I lived in Florida, I'd get pileated woodpeckers that are huge. They're big, and they sound like a machine gun when they peck at a telephone pole or whatever, but I do digress, John. I do. So,
all right. Yeah, not too much.
Today's
that's
topic. It is. Look it up. They're beautiful. Today's topic is your story. Now, that seems obvious, doesn't it? You know what your story is. You know what your history is. And you know what your story is today. Good. Have a nice day. Goodbye. No, wait. Because your story is vitally important. We were talking last week about the vitality of change, and part of that vitality is to look at your story. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go backwards and what did you come from and what did you survive and then thrive from, that's all fine. That's good. Don't wallow in it, but yeah. But today, as a matter of fact, in this very moment, you are creating your story. And whenever we write a story or read one or whatever, there's a beginning, middle, and end. And so we know that, and that seems kind of dull. I like stories that start at the end and go to the beginning, but that's because I am a tad crazy. Anyway, stories have a substance to them. They're real. When you read a really good book, it's like you're in it, and wow, what's going to happen next? Or wow, that's a beautiful description. Or okay, now I'm scared. Whatever. You know, if you really get into something you're reading, it grabs a hold of you. It's compelling. Your story is compelling. Your story is important. What you are writing about yourself today is vitally important. Be aware of the story that you're telling yourself about yourself. Once upon a time, blah, 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 blah. But wait a minute, there might have been some goblins in the forest and there might have been a dragon in the basement or whatever. But here you are today, having gone through the whole of your life, that journey, to this moment, and you can write your story any way you want to now. You can't change your history, but you can change your now. And you change it by becoming vitally, importantly, excitedly aware of what are you doing, what are you saying, what are you thinking, what are your goals, what is your focus. Because if your focus is behind you on your history, you're going to get caught in a lot of sandy beaches that have too many rocks in them. Or you're going to get caught in the quagmire of self-pity. Or you're going to get caught in, well, that's just who I am. You know, I had all these things happen to me, so this is just who I am. No, No. Who you are right now is ever evolving, ever changing. And if we consciously evolve and change, then we're writing a wonderful story. Yeah, there'll probably be some scary moments, and there'll probably be some times where, no, wait a minute, that chapter just didn't work. I'm going to erase that and write a different one. Because you can, we forget the power we have when we write our story. When we start from this second now, what are you saying to yourself? How are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to others? What are you doing? What are you focused on? Write that story now with a brand new piece of paper and a fresh pen or pencil, or open up your computer or laptop. But write a new story, figuratively speaking, of course. Write a new story today. So, for instance, you know, you've been doing the same thing for the past 40 years, okay? And if you're happy in that, great. If not, wait a minute. Get out the eraser, and you know what? I'm going to write this new story for myself. I'm going to respond differently to people. I'm not going to react, which is a knee-jerk. I'm going to respond. I'm going to think before I speak. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be patient. And most of all, I am going to ask me, who are you? What do you really want? Not what did your parents expect. Well, you have to own this store because our family's owned this store for 5,422 years. So, of course, you're going to do that too. And if that's what you want to do, fabulous. And if not, turn the page. Okay, I'm going to do something different. I may not know what that different is right now, but I'm going to be focusing on gathering the momentum towards change, that vitality that comes when we say, I'm going to do this differently. Now, it may have nothing to do with your career. It may have nothing to do with your relationships. It may have everything to do with where do I want to put my focus. What am I going to be thinking about? What do I want to be today? Not just career, but what do I want to be as a person? Am I kind? Am I loving? Am I appreciative? Am I someone who sees good in things, or at least tries to? Am I someone who is consciously raising my vibration and avoiding things that lower my vibration so that I can manifest the life that I want? Or am I just stuck in the routine of blah, 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 boring, yawn? No, you can change that, and you can start that change this moment, right now, today. Who are you? You're smart. You're creative. You're funny. You're warm. You're caring. You're intuitive. Whatever it is, whatever your gifts are, take them out. Write them down if you have to. Look at them and go, look at that. I know that I want to be more patient with my neighbor because I have been a bear to my neighbor. Okay, you can change that story right now and be more friendly to your neighbor. Be more forgiving. Be more tolerant. Be more accepting. Because when you do all that, your vibration goes up. And you are here to be conscious and more conscious in 5 minutes than you are right now, and more conscious tomorrow and so forth. We are here to evolve our consciousness and to have an effect on race-mind consciousness, the collective unconscious, as some people call it. Because your story is vitally important. What you do affects me. You may never know that because you don't know me. I don't know you. But what you do sends out, like a pebble being thrown into a pond, a ripple effect. So if I'm a little bit nicer today, a little bit more patient, a little bit more kind, a little bit more generous, a little less biatchy, that affects you because I'm sending out a better vibe. And you know what? You may not consciously pick it up, but it will affect you. I want my effect on you to be good. I want my effect on everything to be positive. Am I always able to do that? Well, no. No, I'm not perfect. I'm no guru here. But I do know I focus on that. And I do know I work toward the goal of being a happier, more vibrant, more effective, more creative, more loving person. And my primary goal every day, and I start my day this way, ladies and gentlemen, let me be closer to you, Mother, Father, God, Spirit, Universe. because I know as I approach a closer relationship with the God of my understanding, I am going to have insight and energy and clarity and focus that is much more laser beam, that is much more light and vibrant, and I know I have abilities. I want to bring them out, and I want to use them for myself and others. And I can't do that if I'm not closer every day to the God of my understanding, the Holy Spirit, Mother, Father, God, universe, doesn't matter what you call it. And for those of you who may not believe in a higher power, closer to science, what can I learn today about the patterns of the universe? What can I learn today about what's going on with the planet? And what can I do to help our Mother Earth? I don't care what it is, but get closer to your passion. Get closer to who you are, that authentic self that is in there saying, let me out, let me out, let me out. Don't be the person that everybody expects you to be. Be you, because you are here with a purpose. You are here filled with light and talent and spirit. You just are. You are. And if you look at that and you write your story today, you can change things. You can go back and say, nah, I don't like that. I'll change this. Or I do like that. I'm keeping that. And pretty soon, if you practice it, yep, practice, practice, practice. If you practice this, you'll catch yourself. So we'll use the neighbor because that's benign. So your grumpy old man neighbor who yells every time your dog barks, shut that dog up, instead of going, yeah, well, why don't you shut up, you old? No, you go, yeah, I know, sometimes he barks a lot and sometimes it's annoying. I mean, he is a dog, and he's going to bark some, but I will really work toward making sure he doesn't bark as much. I'll bring him inside when he starts barking. Would that help? No, I guess so. Be understanding that his anger has nothing to do with your dang dog. He's probably lonely. He probably knows that he turns people off, so he feels terrible about himself. So if you give him a loving response, and I don't mean, oh, I love you. I mean, yeah, I'll work harder on that. I guess I've been a little lazy about keeping the dog in when he's barking his head off. I'm sorry if that's offended you. I will work on that. I can't promise you you won't hear the dog bark. Promise you that I'll be more aware of it. I hope that helps. And then give him a smile and walk away. And do it every time he shakes his fist at you. And I'm telling you, not only will you feel better about yourself, that will have an impact on him. Now, he may never be Mr. Rogers, but he might shake his fist a little less aggressively. He might yell a little bit less. He might grumble a little bit less. You have created a change in yourself, and there's a ripple effect from that. So your story matters. It's not, yeah, what do I count? I'm just a big nobody living in a little town. No, you are a big somebody no matter where you are living. Because you wouldn't be here if you weren't a big somebody. You know, I gave a sign to my son for Christmas. It's a little sign like you put on your desk, and it says, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. Because he is kind of a big deal. Take out the kind of. And so are you, and so am I. We're all a big deal because we can write our story now and create a story that works for us. And as we are happier and we are taking more calculated risks and we've got the momentum and the vitality of change going on, guess what? We're happier, we're healthier, we're able to see more sun, we're able to see more light in things, we're able to find the good, and our reactions to the people around us become clear, well-boundaried, but gentle and loving. I'm not telling any of us to be a doormat. I can't stand it. I'm not a doormat. I'll tell you what I think if you ask me. But I won't take your head off for it. I'll say, wow, yeah, no, I feel this way about that. How do you feel about that? And so forth. We've talked about that a lot. But a gentle presence in this world is the presence of somebody who is constantly editing and rewriting and working on their story. Because people like that, who are doing that, are very self-aware. I didn't say self-involved. I said self-aware. And the more we can become aware of ourselves, writing our story. How am I talking to myself? How am I talking to others, etc.? The more we can become aware of that, the more we become what we are intended to be, which is awake, aware, happy, healthy, vibrant individuals. And I'm here to tell you, it is contagious. I mean, we've got the coronavirus going on, and that's contagious. And we know that, and we all have to be careful. Okay, I'm not going to go into it again, I promise. But we can be contagious in a good way by being vibrant, positive people saying, yeah, I'm working on this, I'm working on that. You don't have to share it if you don't want to. But let it show, let it shine out of you that you are writing and editing and rewriting your story until you really like it. And then tomorrow you get up and you go, you know what, I like that. That doesn't quite work for me. Let me work on changing that. And you will find that your life is more exciting, more adventuresome, and more full of energy and drive and focus and the momentum of becoming who you really are. And you'll feel freer, lighter. You'll have that excitement that comes with enjoying each day and helping others to do the same. You'll find that you stand up straighter, your shoulders are back and down. You have a smile on your face. You have bright eyes. And people will go, what's going on with you? Oh, nothing. But you know, you're writing your story. You're making a different story for yourself every day, whether you know it or not. So do it consciously. And that's what I have to say about that. Tomorrow, our next week's show is called Be a Prepper. Now, don't freak out. Be a Prepper is not necessarily what you think, but you have to come back next week to find out. So next week's topic is Be a Prepper. And if you want to get in touch with John Warren or myself, just go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, John, let her rip, tater chip.
Okay, I'll let her rip. It is, you said something in the beginning of when your section here, Ellen, that I think is so important, and I think it's fundamentally, like, for anybody who is listening to this, means you're already in the category of you want to work on yourself. You probably have a spiritual bent, or you wouldn't be listening to this. But you said listen to the story that you tell yourself. And I want to add on to that. Now, the reason to keep adjusting, by the way, is to get places and to get stuff. I mean, I'm going to be blunt about it. I mean, I don't think there's any way it being good, like becoming a good person is, I don't know. It seems to me like a natural outgrowth. And I'll tell you why is a natural outgrowth of working on this stuff, because it's not that you can't get things in quotes while you're also a bad person. There's overwhelming evidence in the world that bad people get things as well. But they create negativity around those things. And honestly, they create chaos. I was thinking as you were talking, Ellen, well, the reason to try and be a better person, a more patient person, a more kind person, a more loving person, honestly, is so that you can discover yourself more. And actually, you said that. I mean, you the more you create these ripple effects in your life, the more when you are standing alone or sitting alone or waking up in the morning, the more you are in possession of your own story and your own direction. So it's not Sunday school. It isn't. It's actually because you want to be the captain of your ship in a way that is clear and conscious. And that's the reason why to make these sort of, would you say editing? I love this sort of idea of, because I've said to you over time, overhear yourself. And right. The reason why I repeat that so often is because I have worked on it. And it's because one of the things that I have gotten out of studying metaphysics and making adjustments in my life, because I mean, I showed up because I wanted more money. I mean, that's it. That's the truth. And a lot of people show up for those same reason, or they show up because they want to love a mate, or they show up maybe because they're in a health crisis. They show up to this kind of study because they want something, because they started with the phrase, I want. And And then fill in the blank. And so here's an answer. Here's a way to get to the end of that sentence. I want, how do I get the I want? You learn along the way that if you're really studying metaphysics, that you have to sort of be conscientious and become conscious of what you're thinking and doing pretty much all the time. Now, that seems like an arduous chore, but it isn't. You're doing it anyway. And be aware of this. All that metaphysics does in this arena, honestly, is say, you're doing this anyway. Just be aware of it. If you don't think, because I'm going to talk, I'm self-obsessed. I was self-obsessed before metaphysics. I'm self-obsessed now. I'm slightly less self-obsessed now because I understand the benefit. And I say this, I said this to someone yesterday, I think a client yesterday. Was it yesterday or today? I don't even remember anymore. But I said to a client who came to me for this type of counseling, I said, okay, you're stuck in something. So what you need to do is go and do something anonymously for someone else, period. I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to go put a couple of $5 bills on windshields and walk away. Do something that COVID safe, that is anonymous, that gets you out of yourself. You know, if you love animals, write a check for an animal. You need to do something. Go out there and clean your neighbor's sidewalk, not yours, your neighbor's, and try and do it so that you're not seen, so that you can shake the Etch-a-Sketch here and get out of yourself, so that when you come back, you can actually be in charge of who's telling the story, because we're telling our own stories anyway. And worry is a treatment. And I've had this, I mean, you and I talked about this week, Ellen. Worry and concern is a form of prayer. Not concern, I will take that back. I mean worry. Worrying about something that you're not doing about is actually a form of incantation or prayer. It will bring on exactly that thing or something very similar to that thing. So being aware of who we are and trying to become better people. And I mean that in the traditional sense of better people. Are you kind to people? Are you working on patience? Do you think of others periodically? Do you express love? Do you pay your bills on time? All of that stuff and I mean this in a very traditional sense. But we become that person not because we learned in Sunday school 50 years ago or because there's some weird movie that we were shown in third grade about duck and cover and, you know, being responsible. We become those people because along the way we realize it is a way to direct our story. It is a way to be in tune with who I am. When I am patient and kind with other people, it means I will be patient and kind with myself. That's it. It's a practice to go there. The reason I want to be patient and kind with myself is because I have learned at this point in my spiritual evolution that that's the thing that gets me to the next horizon. And is thing the right word? I don't know. That's the state of being that gets me to the place where I am actually conscious, clear, acting from peace and serenity. And going, we need to do this now. And by the way, we pop in and out of these states often. Even if you don't practice metaphysics at all, often a situation. My dog years ago, broke his leg. And instead of panicking, and I didn't know what to do, I didn't know where the emergency vet was, all this other stuff. I'm telling you, I got so peaceful because it's like, okay, I need to elevate here to the place of solving this solution because I absolutely love this sentient being. And I got so focused, and it's like, okay, the first thing I need to do is look at my phone and see where we need to go. The second thing I need to do is wrap him up and figure out how to stop the pain. And I was with somebody, and we did this thing sort of, now do this, now do this, now get to the car. Now, how do we get the dog to the car? Da, da, da. And it was clear as a bell, and it's amazing how focused you can come from, how focused you can become when you are coming from a place of clarity and love. And that actually is a goal here. When someone says, look at, tell you, what is your story? Who are you? What is the story you're telling? And I want to make a point here about something else because I think this is important. This stuff that Ellen says and I say, and one of the things we repeat over and over again is, I am not perfect at this. I'm actually under some stress this week and last week. I am not perfect at this. But when we get into the habit of saying, okay, what's the story being told here? What story am I telling me about myself? Who am I? And I have had to re-edit and re-edit. It's like, that's true. That's not okay. Right now, the story you're telling about yourself, John, is that you're powerless and that you're meek and that the world is sort of difficult to be in and impossible. Is that true? No, it's not true. Okay, stop acting like that's the case. That's the little voice in my head saying things. It's like, oh, okay, so we're going to say, I love you, little voice. That's actually not true. And in my case, I have to do things like turn off the TV and actually sort of readjust and go, nope, that's not the story I want to tell about myself. The story being told to me from the television, powerless to change anything, and everything's going to hell, and disease and all this other stuff. Okay, is that the story about me that I want to tell myself? No, it isn't. There are things I am powerful over. They aren't the coronavirus, but I am actually powerful over how I react to this, when I wash my hands, what interactions I have, how conscientious I am. There are things I'm totally powerful over. And in that moment, I am changing my story. I am editing the flow that I am in. I'm not sure why I chose to be here at this time. I really am not. I presume that when I cross over at the end of this experience, I'll find out. But in the meantime, it's like, no, I'm in this flow. I made a choice to be in this flow. What am I doing along the way? And Ellen, and I think you'll find this true to be true, and I know this is true of me, with everybody who comes to me, and the reason why I came to metaphysics in the first place, though, those many years ago, is because that I had the belief system. I have people come to me and talk because there's something, well, if it's intuitive stuff, they want to control the future. That's really what part of it is. They want to know, look behind and see what's happening there because they're insecure about the present for some reason. And there is some ability to do that. But primarily for metaphysical counseling, the reason that a lot of people have that they don't know, and I didn't know it for years, is the belief that I'm broken and I need to be fixed. And so pay attention to subtle things like that. Is that part of your story that you're not aware of? Are you, in quotes, working on something in your life because you believe you're broken? Or are you working on things in your life because you want to construct a new reality? Totally different. Totally different perspectives. Oh my God, I'm broken. I can't survive in the world unless this issue that I got with my mother when I was 5 years old is fixed. Versus, I think I'd like to have this happen in my life next. So what is the who is the person? And the reason to have things like that for goals, it's the beginning of the year, for goals, isn't necessarily for the goal. It's to discover who you become to achieve the goal. Because the guy who lives in a penthouse in Paris is different than the guy who lives in the Hollywood Hills or the guy who lives in, you know, a slum somewhere. Who do you become when you start going, I think I'm going to be the guy who lives in the penthouse in Paris, or I think I'm going to be the guy who has that. What does it feel like to have that much coming in every month financially? Who is the woman or the man who's in the calm, ongoing, consistent but still human interaction with a mate? I mean, a relationship with a mate. Who is that person, and who do I become to be that person? And it's actually no longer than a good, bad proposition. It becomes a proposition. It's like, oh, I'm actually just going to put the planks in order. I'm going to build the foundation for becoming that guy. And then God rushes in, whatever you want to call it, the universe rushes in and colors in all the lines and says, oh, you want to live there? Take these actions, do the next thing, become the guy who is the next thing. So what is a guy who moved to Australia, what does it look like? What's the next thing you need to do? Pick something. Is it banks? Figure out what bank you need to open an account in Sydney, Australia. Okay. And then the next thing happens and you are rewriting that story and you are becoming who you are. And the reason to become who you are is because you don't have any choice and you might as well be conscious of it. It's going to happen anyway. Be aware of it. Be conscious of it. You're fabulous. It's a new year. We love you. You are loved. I think it's time for me to shut up. I hope I made sense.
You'd made complete sense. It was beautiful. So try rewriting some things in your story this week. See how it goes. Mm. Keep what works. Get rid of what doesn't. But give it a chance. Don't just say, okay, that's baloney. Give it a chance. It's fun. And so we appreciate that you listen, and we will be back next week with Preppers. And, yeah, I am going to say it again. Protect others. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Take care.